Welcome to Who Moves You? I'm Mike Montague. Okay, so summer is upon us, and every day I'm waiting to hear one thing more than any other from our premier, and that is that the restaurants are open again. Certainly, the hundreds of thousands who work in the food service industry are more anxious than I am to hear those words. Aside from a long overdue haircut, that's what I'm most anxious for. To just make an on-the-spot decision on a sunny afternoon after work or after a bike ride to just pick one of those many patios, pluck myself down with Sherry, maybe some friends, and pick up a cold glass of draft beer while taking in the buzz of people all around socializing. Ah, to be able to do that again. Our kitchen at home and the barbecue have turned out some pretty good meals over the last year, and we've really upped our home cooking game. But there is nothing like the special feeling that comes with true professional chefs and cooks preparing your meal and then serving it to you. After the last year and a half, I'll never take that experience for granted again. And I encourage anyone listening to put aside a $20 bill and on your first post-lockdown visit to a restaurant, add that $20 to whatever you would normally give as your tip to your server and thank them for hanging in there for us. Okay. So I veered away from the real estate topic for this episode, if you haven't noticed, and following a recent conversation with a friend about our favorite eating places in Barrie, I thought I'd share mine here on today's podcast. If you're visiting or moving to Barrie, or even if you've lived here already for a while, you want to know the best places to eat. And each year this city is growing, and as it evolves, we see new eating establishments opening up, and the choices and quality of choices just keeps going up. This was going to be a top five list, and then I quickly realized just five was not going to be enough. So instead, it's the top five in each of five restaurant categories. So let's start with the first category, which is breakfast. Stacked Pancakes House and Breakfast House. They offer good traditional breakfast and really fast service. The Midway Diner at 151 Bradford Street in Barrie, who have been serving good traditional breakfast for over 50 years now, love their breakfast. It's great old school diner. You got to check it out. Another along that same line is Phil's Cafe in East End Barrie in the Grove Street Plaza. Phil and his wife have been dishing it out from their little cafe, which looks more like a maritime flea market with Phil's trophies and fishing gear displayed high and low. I recommend you try out their Greek omelet. It's a great little spot. Gibby G's all-day breakfast at 489 Yonge Street in South Barrie. They serve up a great breakfast with good service, and the tables are nicely spread out, which is something you don't often find in a breakfast diner. And my favorite has to be the Dunlop Street Diner at 20 Dunlop Street East in downtown Barrie. The vintage pictures on the wall set a nice atmosphere, and the food is amazing. I rarely change up from my traditional bacon and eggs over easy breakfast order when I have breakfast out, but there are just too many good things on this menu to settle for the usual. The Eggs Benedict, spicy hash, and the California omelet are just three of my favorite picks. With breakfast behind us, let's move on to lunch. Danny's Fish and Chips in the plaza at Big Bay Point Road in Huronia is probably the best halibut and chips that you'll find in Barrie. If you go there for lunch, you'll be in and out in half the time as they're always lined up out the door for dinner, but even still, it's worth the wait. If you want a more health-minded alternative for lunch, then the Avoca Bar prepares the best salad combos you will find. And before you decide that a salad alone is just not going to cut it for lunch, you will have to work your way through one of theirs. And believe me, it'll keep you going until supper time. The Farmhouse offers a great lunch menu and makes the short list because it's one of the best lakeside patios in town. It's a perfect alfresco dining spot to meet up with friends or clients for a midday bite. The Lazy Tulip, just south of Dunlop Street on Maple Avenue in downtown Barrie, offers up some tasty and interesting choices for lunchtime dining. The Italian Bakery on Wellington Street, across from the Wellington Plaza. Aside from being one of my favorite bakeries and delicatessens, they put together Barrie's best veal sandwich on fresh, crusty Italian buns. Served buffet style, it's hard to nail down a choice when faced with so much delicious goodness lined up in front of you. If you're looking to spoil yourself a bit or you want to impress with your dining choices, these are my top five picks for a more formal dining experience in Barrie. Michael and Marion's on Bayfield Street is a good choice. Their appetizers are the best in town and their entrees are top shelf. The atmosphere is quaint and you come away feeling a little spoiled, which is precisely the point, isn't it? The only reason they aren't in the mix for favorite lunch spots is there just wasn't room. But either way, you are going to have a great experience. Urban Dish on Burton Avenue is again a good dining choice. Call it upscale casual. Their food is always good, particularly their seafood offerings, and I have heard many good things about their takeout that they've been offering throughout the pandemic. The Keg Steakhouse. What can you say? The Keg always nails it for steaks, and their prime rib is the best. The staff always treats their patrons like royalty, and you know before you sit down, the food will be just as good this time as it was the last time. I never have room left for dessert at the Keg, but a side trip specifically for Spanish coffees and a slice of their cherry cheesecake will definitely score you some points with your partner. Groovy Tuesdays. It has an avant-garde, uncluttered menu, though you have to love a restaurant that has different menu items for each season. The food is always great, and so is the service. The North on Mary Street, just north of Dunlop in downtown Barrie, serves some great food, and you won't know whether to grab a fork or grab your cell phone and take a picture when they set your plate down in front of you. The flavors are amazing. It's definitely worth trying if you haven't yet. Let's move on to Pub Fare. Barrie has some great casual dining options, and this list represents just a few of my favorites. Donnelly's Irish Pub House on Dunlop Street in downtown Barrie. Potato Nachos. What more needs to be said? If you haven't tried them, you have to. It should be on everyone's bucket list. And they have a great front and rear summer patio during the summer. And the rest of their menu is great as well, with some of the best Irish pub menu offerings you're going to find in Barrie. Beer Town, which opened briefly in the midst of the pandemic and then had to close their doors again. The appetizers we had on the couple times we were able to get in there were amazing, and this place truly celebrates beer. The combination of more than 60 choices offered on tap and the fact that this place is set up just a few blocks from my house is a dangerous combination. One of my first stops will be to their front patio once the doors are reopened again. Hooligans on Dunlop Street downtown put some great food out of its kitchen, and it has the largest sports screen taking up two stories inside. No better place to watch the game, and the rooftop patio puts you on top of the world. Well, at least on top of downtown Barrie with their unobstructed view of the bay. Barnstormers on Yonge Street. It's another microbrewery slash pub serving up some great craft IPAs, lagers, and ales. Their pizzas are made with repurposed hops and grains, and the crusts, they taste excellent. Flying Monkeys is smack dab downtown on Dunlop Street, and I believe it's one of Barrie's oldest breweries and certainly the best known craft brewery in the region. Their atmosphere here is always energized, and it's a great spot to meet up with friends and to taste locally sourced appetizers and beverages. Let's move on to hands-on eating, some of my favorite. Kensington Burger Bar, with two locations, one on Dunlop Street downtown and the other at Brine Drive in South Barrie. They have some pretty steep competition in Barrie. We may well be the burger capital of the province, perhaps something our tourist board wants to look further into. But Kensington's Burger Bar are hands down two hands goodness that will have you skipping dinner that night. They have a great front and back patio as well at their downtown location. Check out their burgers. Well, we're on burgers. Burger Royale, hidden away at 162 Napier Street, east of the downtown, serves some sloppy good burgers, and their fries are great as well. This is how I imagine burger joints used to be back in the day. You got to check them out. Pinewood Fire Pizza brings together some unique flavors with their topping choices, along with their homemade wood-fired crusts on their personal pizzas that they serve. It's a gratifying experience. And again, they have a nice patio facing out over the lake at their location downtown. Firehouse Subs. If you thought you'd outgrown the submarine sandwich, well, you're going to have to think again. These guys serve up some tasty and generously portioned sandwiches that leave the others in the dust. They are in the Walmart Plaza on Bayfield. Do yourself a favor and check them out. The Corner Market on Arda and Ferndale and Fox's Bakery on Victoria Street are tied as being two of the best grab a sandwich and go spots in Barrie. Not to mention, they are a great local butcher shop and bakery, respectively. Give them a visit. Let's move on to foods with an ethnic edge. Tikka Fusion has been serving up the best Pakistani style Indian food in Barrie since they opened up just before the pandemic hit. Their food and their flavors are incredible, and along with their market and butcher shop, you will find them on Brine Drive, just south of Maple View. Give them a visit. TJ's Pizza and Curry in a Hurry is my first and favorite for classic Indian food in Barrie. Everything on their menu is great, and the flavors are authentic Indian. They're located just west of St. Vincent Street on Bell Farm Road, and this is some of the best takeout or delivery food Barrie has to offer. Sakana House is my favorite spot for sushi in Barrie. We have a number of choices, and most of them do it up pretty right here in Barrie, but there is just something about Sakana House that goes a step further than the rest. Can't quite put my finger on it yet, but maybe a few more visits and I'll have the answer. JJ's Caribbean Cuisine, Little Avenue Plaza, serves up some good, authentic jerk. They pull no punches with the spice, but if you like spice and you like Caribbean flavors, you're going to enjoy this place. Limoncello Bistro. Sherry and I discovered this place just before the pandemic hit, and we can't wait to go back. Some of Barrie's best Italian dishes in my experience, and I can't wait to sample more of what they have to offer. I think we've covered it. I hope I have made you hungry and perhaps encouraged you to check out a few of these places for yourself. I should note that keeping each category to five choices wasn't easy. There are a number of noteworthy restaurants in Barrie that deserve to be shortlisted, and possibly some of your own favorites. All of them are worthy of your business, and once we have been green-lighted for dining away from our homes once again, I expect all our local restaurants will be busier than ever. Thank you for listening, if not drooling over this episode of Who Moves You with Mike Montague. See you soon.